Current state, three times daily, Monday through Friday, here on 90.5 FM. Glad you're along. I'm Mark Bayshore. Lansing's Peckham Incorporated is a nonprofit vocational rehabilitation organization that offers job training opportunities for people with significant disabilities and other barriers to employment. One interesting feature of the operation is Peckham's self-advocacy team, where employees who have disabilities play an active role in advocating for disability rights. Now, for Neighbors in Action today, we're joined by Peckham Vocational Services Specialist Stacy Locke. Stacy, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Also, Scott Cole is president of the self-advocacy team. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
And Sandy Wolf is a team ambassador. Hi, Sandy.
Thank you.
Sure. Stacy, many of our listeners are familiar with Peckham, but mm-hmm. for a newcomer to town, describe what the larger mission of Peckham is.
So we're a nonprofit rehabilitation agency. We have about five different business lines, and people with disabilities work in those various business lines. So, for example, one of them would be the call center. So if a person is calling in to they want to know some information about their passport, people with disabilities will be answering that phone call for them.
Okay. And tell us more. Let's go a little deeper here into the Workforce Action Team. What role does it have?
So the Workforce Action Team that was the previous name. So I started to mentor this group about 3 years ago. I had worked with the Michigan Rehabilitation Association. I was the chair of public policy, and what we would do is we would take rehab counseling students from Wayne State, Michigan State University, and Western University to Washington, D.C., and advocate on behalf of rehabilitation counselors in the profession. So what happened was, about 3 years ago, the team's staff were in transition, and so they were kind of moving out into other areas of the company. I went to my coordinator and I said, I would love to work with this team of people and see if we can teach them self-advocacy so that they can be their own self-advocate.
Right.
I wanted to still advocate for people with disabilities, but I really wanted to
empower
teach people how to do that
yeah.
themselves.
Of
yeah.
course.
So,
of course.
So we started working together. And then maybe about a year and a half ago, one of the things that we kept noticing with local, state, and federal legislators is, well, what is the Workforce Action Team? And so we wanted to have a name that was more self-explanatory. So it's transitioned to Peckham Self-Advocacy Team now.
Very good. And
yeah.
Scott and Sandy, our other two guests, both of you have done advocacy. Scott, what on the local level, what kind of advocacy have you done?
I personally have not done a whole lot on the local level because I don't live in Lansing. Sandy has done more work locally.
But you've both done state
yes.
and federal. Okay, I got a little confused there. Talk to us about the state and the federal advocacy you've done.
With state, for an example, I've spoken with my representative, Tom Leonard, who chairs the insurance committee, House Insurance Committee. I've spoken with him about protecting auto no-fault. And I do believe I have gotten a little bit across to them that, you know, we do need to keep that around.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some changes, but it does need to stay in place.
Have you been to Washington then?
I have.
Okay. What discussions did you have there?
There it was more advocating on behalf of Source America for employment opportunities for people with disabilities.
Okay. Sandy, what about the local advocacy then? Here, you've been involved in that.
I have been very involved with the local. I go to a lot of the city council meetings,
mm-hmm.
which are, I think, once a month, I think. And then I also go to the ad hoc committees, which is every other Friday, which is we work on diversity and
inclusion.
For people that have disabilities, and we have been appointed right on the committee. The Peckham has been.
You've got a place on that on that committee.
Yes,
you've also been active on the federal level here. What have you done?
Federal. I just got back from Washington, also 2 weeks ago already, and there we We also talk with Source America. That's what the Washington trip is.
Source America.
Yes.
Okay.
And there we spoke with four senators and four representatives, and I told them my story and why it's important for us to be able to work and not to take these workplaces away from us.
Right. Understood. We're learning about Peckham's self-advocacy team here today on Current State's Neighbors in Action. You just heard from Sandy Wolf, a team ambassador. We're also joined by Scott Cole, president of the self-advocacy team, and vocational services specialist Stacy Locke. Describe your role exactly in this effort, Stacy.
So the self-advocates, they always have their own main area of advocacy. And that might be because of their disability. It might be because of things that they need to have in order to have better treatment or maintain employment. So I kind of connect them to different areas within the local, state, and federal level that will help them do that advocacy. So part of initially when we were advocating with the city council, I was taking them to the city council meetings, kind of teaching them also how to advocate. So talking about the strengths and the weaknesses of policy and how it affects them as a person with a disability, and then giving those solutions and suggestions and ideas. And I really believe it's because of the way we have a very diplomatic approach. So we try to befriend everyone. You know, sometimes when you're in politics, you're either Republican or, you know, a Democrat, and people don't get along. But what we teach is we get along with everyone because everyone has influence in policy. And so because of that initial advocacy work at the local level, I think that that's why they appointed us to the ad hoc committee and on diversity and inclusion.
Scott, do you feel like these conversations, do you feel like you get somewhere with these conversations?
I really do.
It's awareness raising.
It is.
And we also, part of our approach too is education. So we're not lobbyists. We don't get paid to lobby, but we do provide education. And so what we're learning is that I think that we also had this myth that there are going to be some parties that support us and some parties that don't. But what we're learning now is that all of the parties support us and they want everyone to be working. And so that's been, I think, very a very neat thing to learn as we began this self-advocacy journey. But the other thing, too, with Washington, D.C., the other thing is we have 164 members of Congress who are an Ability One champion. So you have Ability One contracts. Source America has those contracts, and Source America works with all these community rehab agencies like Peckham across the nation to connect them to those contracts. And in those contracts, they're required to have so many people with disabilities working within those contracts. And so, you know, Representative Wahlberg, when Scott and I were there last year, he ended up becoming an Ability One champion. Mm-hmm. And right now we're partnering with Representative Mike Bishop. And he is very supportive of our business model and, you know, keeping people with disabilities working. And so we're on the third step. There's four steps to become an Ability One champion. So he's on that third step. So hopefully within the next few months, he will be another Ability One champion.
So congressman by congressman, you're raising the awareness of the role that Peckham plays and all of these other rehab organizations play. I'll never forget my first visit to Peckham, the first real visit to Peckham, probably 5 years or so ago. I did a story on what was going on out there and walked into the floor and saw dozens and dozens and dozens of people in this enormous space working on sewing machines because, I don't know if you still have the contract or not, but you still have the contract to assemble military apparel of some sort. Mm-hmm. So it's those federal contracts, and part of the deal of getting the federal contract is making sure that a certain number of disabled people are at those machines, right?
And I think the important piece to that, because there's some disability advocates that don't really believe that that should be happening, that we should, you know, do some things a little bit differently. But here's the key. People with disabilities want to support our country. They want to give something back to America. Mm. But they necessarily can't be in the military, whether it's because of a physical disability or a mental health disability. They don't meet the qualifications to join. But when they're making that clothing for that soldier, they are so proud of what they are doing and that they are clothing our soldiers that are going to war.
Sandy and Scott, you've both endured brain trauma I'm told, Scott, describe what it's like to live with your brain trauma.
There is really no good way to describe it. You have to really experience it, which is never a good thing, of course. I don't wish that on anybody. Personally, my symptoms are primarily emotional. I really tend towards anger. But I have developed methods now to help control that so I can still be a member of society and participate.
Sandy, what about you?
Every day is a new challenge. I think that's the best way to explain it, because when you wake up in the morning, you don't know if you're going to be bouncing off walls because you can't walk straight, or you could be walking straight and just having a crazy day. Every day is different. And I kind of like that, because at least it's not a 9-to-5 job.
Well, tell us how people can get involved, and do you involve volunteers in your effort?
Absolutely. So anyone that is employed at Peckham can get involved. What we typically do is have them attend a couple of meetings, because we are very advocacy. We have one focus area, and so we want them to come in and kind of check that out. Some people are familiar with advocacy and some people are not. They don't really know what that looks like. So they'll attend a couple of meetings and then they'll determine on whether or not they want to actually join. We have a little process of doing an interview to see what kind of advocacy work they may have done in the past and how they would fit into the group and what advocacy areas that they want to participate in.
Well, we have really enjoyed learning more about this effort. This is Peckham Industries self-advocacy team here in Lansing. We want to thank Sandy Wolf, team ambassador, Stacy Locke, and Scott Cole, president of the self-advocacy team. Stay in touch. We want to know what's going on at Peckham. We appreciate your being here today.
Thank you so much.
Will do. Thank you for having us.
And Current State is looking for more nominations for our weekly Neighbors in Action feature. Email us your suggestions, please, to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line.